Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, thanks for hanging out this morning on BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Now we check in with the biggest Cowboys fan that we know. His name is Shay in Irving, at Shay in Irving. Over on X, you know him from Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble and this show as well. Shay, how you doing, man?
Probably better than y'all.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah.
For damn sure.
For sure.
All right.
Definitely.
If Cowboys win tonight, they got to – looking around, well, the division, you know, you wish Philly was closer. I'm not going to say division, but with Washington, their season's down the tube, same thing, of course, with the Giants. Do they have a chance at the playoffs with a win tonight?
This is the worst part about being a Cowboys fan is they pull you back in. You know, they're like – they're like dating a girl with borderline personality disorder. Like, you drop her off at rehab for the last time, and she promises she's going to get her meds right, and she's never going to disappear again. And then she gets that 28-day chip, and you celebrate, and it's a sweet night. And then she disappears again. And she wakes up 3 months later in Las Cruces, New Mexico, forgetting who the hell you are. So, no, they can't make the playoffs.
No? Okay.
No, hold dude.
On.
This is
hold on.
You're talking about jumping the Bears, jumping the Panthers. Come on,
that sounded way too personal. Rewind for 45 seconds. That sounded way too personal.
Her name was Courtney, and I loved her. I did everything for her. Got her sober, Courtney. Cleaned her up, got her a job, and she disappeared. And it wasn't New Mexico. It was Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world. And I'll never get that freaking stench out of my nostrils.
Damn. Courtney Love. I didn't know.
It was a hard day. Man. Don't tell the roommate. Listen, the Cowboys, okay, look how many moves Howie's made in the last 2 weeks. How many moves? Wow. Cowboys got the second most room in cap space, right? Second most cap space available. They've done nothing. Not a darn thing. Howie just got another rush end, right, from Miami. Jalen, whatever his name is. By the way, he's white, right?
No. Who? Howie Roseman?
No. The end they just got from Miami. Jalen, what's his name?
Phillips.
Yeah. The right? way he spells it, J-A-E-L-A-N. You see that?
Yeah, I hate the way. Yeah.
It's is it like a millennial parent thing, or where do you get that? Why do you spell it that way? Jalen. But the Cowboys aren't trying to win. The Cowboys aren't trying to go to the playoffs, is my point. They don't care. They'd be making moves if they wanted to because they need defensive help. It's the worst defense in the NFL, period, bar none. You ain't making the playoffs like that.
See the Bengals?
Why are we not just betting over 53.5 tonight?
Wasn't it 54.5 yesterday? Am I crazy?
Yeah, there's some 54s there.
But But it opened 51.5, and it's been bet up, and, you know, what goes up must come down. I don't need to tell you that, Shay. So 51.5 to 54.5, and now we're kind of in the middle at 53.5.
I mean, I'm taking that over any kind of spread, because no spread is safe with the Cowboys defense. So I'm taking the over-under instead of any kind of side.
When you saw it's Brissett, it's not Kyler Murray, was it a nothing burger, or were you like, oh, I kind of preferred it to be Kyler coming home?
It doesn't matter. I mean, we're going to make anybody out there look like Joe Montana. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we made Caleb Williams started this whole – by the way, the Bears. We'll get into that later. But Caleb Williams started this whole ascendance with the Cowboys game. He threw for 300 yards, finally got back on his feet, looked like a normal quarterback. Fingernails be damned. It was because of the Cowboys defense.
We can talk about the Bears right now. I said earlier on the show they suck, and I kind of walked that back a little bit, and then I was like, actually, let's look at their schedule. Beating the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Saints, and the Bengals. Yay.
Yeah, it's not an impressive resume, but still, what was their season total?
8.5.
8.5, just like last year.
All right.
When your defensive coordinator was the head coach, and he went way under that. On tonight, how are the Cowboys against the tight end position? That is one thing that certainly stands out to me, that McBride gets involved a lot more when Brissett is under center, targets him a lot more. He gets touchdowns when Brissett's the quarterback. How have they been defending the tight end?
Awful at everything, but they're way worse at defending over the top. So the underneath stuff is not as awful as it should be, because there's so much opportunity over the top. If you're an offensive coordinator, why are you throwing the 7-yard outs when you know they can do a double move and be open by 15 yards, 30 yards down the sideline?
I'm betting the over, 53.5. I'm doing
Let's
it.
Do it. I'll ride with that, dude. I'll ride with that. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this now for two straight weeks, and I've gotten there. Both times on the over, teams that face Dallas, those matchups all season long are averaging 60 points and 800 yards of offense.
800.
And I keep telling myself, well, that can't keep going. And it just keeps, they just keep going over.
Eberflus is just incapable of adjusting, incapable of solving problems. He is an idiot.
So it is him, because I feel like he's getting a semi-pass because of the Parsons trade right before the year gets started, and he's thrown into this odd scenario. He didn't pick any of the players. It's all the guys that were there and the ones that Jerry did not trade. So you think this is on Eberflus a lot or no?
For sure. Of course it is. Of course it is. He's the man behind the wheel when it comes to the defensive scheme. And I don't care what players you did or didn't want. This is a historically bad defense. This is not, you know, middle of the road or, 25th ranked. This is historically bad. Like, has not been done before this many times in a row. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. If that ain't on the DC, then nothing's on anybody. And we're all just free living organisms without willpower or agency or anything else in life.
Is Texas making the college football playoff?
Oh, my God, dude. What happened? What? Okay. Arch Manning looked like a Manning as opposed to an adopted kid who wandered into their house. He is throwing into blitzes, right? He's seeing the defensive scheme. He's avoiding sacks. Some of his balls look sharp as hell. I mean, I don't know what happened, but it's clearly in between his temples that he had the problem. I don't think he was really injured, but something clicked against Vandy. I don't know what it was, but that defense collapsed in the fourth quarter. That was scary as hell to watch. But if Arch is back, dude.
I mean, they could beat Georgia. I'm not calling my shot, but they could beat Georgia. They 100% could, and then you beat Arkansas, and then your season comes down to Texas and Texas A&M in Austin.
Yep. Now – think about this. If Arch played like he did, even half like he did against Vandy, we beat Ohio State. That's a fact. And if this team can put it together like they did, against Vandy, they can beat Georgia. I totally agree. The TMU game is what really scares me because TMU, I mean, that's going to be, you know, that's a nitty-gritty, dirty game. And they're good. But the one thing that Texas has, I don't know if it's an advantage or if it's a good matchup, they got defensive speed. And TMU's got offensive speed. So I think head-to-head, I think that's going to be a pretty damn good show.
Well, you guys will favored. He'll be favored in that game. Should be.
Yeah, at home. Yeah. You guys don't think that this team with that quarterback would be up for discussion to make it if they're a three-loss SEC team?
Who's that loss to? TMU?
Yes.
Or Georgia?
Georgia would be a better loss. At Georgia would be a better loss because then your two of your losses are at Ohio State and at Georgia.
And at Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they got a better shot if they beat Georgia and lose TMU in a tight game, a rivalry game. I think they have a better resume to get into the playoffs that route.
Yeah, true. I see that,
they finally mount the Georgia ghost. If they finally slay that dragon at Georgia.
Yeah. But if you beat an 11-0 A&M team in the final game of the season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's a good one. I feel like that has a ton of weight. A ton.
You're right. It's that last game.
I see both sides. I see both sides, for sure. I got to look at that price.
That last game of the season crap.
Yeah. I do think there's a chance, though. If there's one school that could get in with three losses, this would be it with this quarterback, and they would want to put them in. But we'll have to see how things look elsewhere. What else from the weekend? Give us something that pissed you off,
Halloween.
College NFL.
Dude, I'll tell you about worst freaking holiday, fake holiday of my life. You know, it's a whole pageantry now. I got three daughters. Mm-hmm. So they all scream and yell about how their makeup ain't right and their uniform ain't fitting and all this other crap. You got trunk or treat at the school where you got to go mingle with parents that you don't like.
I've never gone. Never gone. Forget it.
I had to. I never went either. And then the roommate started like recruiting me into this thing. And of course she's like gal about town, knows everybody. Everybody knows her. They're like, oh, how are you? Good to see you. I don't know any situation. Of these people. I don't know any of them. And it sucks. I reject the pagan holiday. We should all go to church instead. And it's a waste of time. We should all never celebrate it again.
I agree. What were the costumes?
Dude, one of my daughters was like a freaking Beanie Baby or some crap. The other one was a convict, which was my 9-year-old daughter picked out this like convict jumpsuit, and it had like the chain and like what your crime was right here and a piece of chalk so she could write on it. And she started writing out like M-U. And I was like, what? You can't put murder? Murder? Can't put that and then go trick or treat. No, write something like wire fraud or something normal in this part of the country. And the other one was an angel or some crap. I don't know.
I told Joe I went out Friday night and the average 25-year-old female was just dressed like a whore. Like, that's basically it. With horned rim glasses on and just, that's what it is.
That's all. It's a night off for chastity. That's it.
Yep, pretty much.
It's gross. Did you see the kids? Dude, the kids are dressing. Oh, it's just disgusting. This whole holiday. Hyper-capitalist bull.
What? Did you look at anything for next week? College, NFL. I know it's super early. I don't know how you're going to handle tonight as far as that goes. If you want to share that, go for it. But anything else on the docket?
I mean, I'm going to hit the over with Sam. I'll do that.
Okay.
But, I mean, on the look-aheads, Georgia Tech, I mean, losing this weekend, they already hit their season win total over. I hammered that, 7.5. I think it was juiced to like -160, though. But them losing, I'm looking for some bouncing backing. And I think Hayes King is going to turn it up and turn it on.
So the one game that I really don't want to fall victim to is this Oregon at Iowa game. You know, that number is about 5.5, 6 now. And I feel like by the time we get to Saturday, that's going to be the most trendy dog. And I'm trying my best to avoid the Iowa +5.5, 6 trap. I feel like it's a trap.
You know, I felt the same way about Texas Tech being the road favorite at K-State. And the K-State just collapsed at the end. I don't know, man. I think Iowa might have a shot here.
Yeah.
Call it trendy or not. It's going to be cold, dude.
It's cold. Cold in Oregon too this time of the year.
Yeah, they got so many like Nike warm ups and crap they do. It's different.
Yeah. Is there a team you like to win it all?
Who to win it all? Texas. Yeah, Texas.
Don't even know if they're making it.
What are we even doing here? Hook them. Hook them.
+250. +250 to make. And to win the title, you could find a 35-1 on Texas to win the title.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, well, well.
This would be the time. You got to do it now. I mean, like we said, lost, they're probably out.
Oh, you know this movie. You know you're going to be ready to rip the TV off the wall when Sark goes from the shotgun on 4th and goal at the 1. You already know it.
He would. He would totally do that. That son of a gun. I'll make him start drinking again.
35-1
is pretty damn good. 35-1 is good. Who do y'all? I mean, listen, I think Georgia is obviously something sexy, but I like Ole Miss, dude. I like Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss. I like Trinidad. They should have won the Georgia game. I like them.
All right, good stuff. Best of luck to your Cowboys tonight. Sam said he's not going to watch it.
Way to go, Sam.
I'll see you in a month, though. I'll see you in 1 month. I'll be there.
Let's do it.
There's our guy, Dan Irving. Make sure you check him out. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, among many other things. He's got his own podcast as well. Joe O, Sammy P, keep it here. We'll find out where the room is at next on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.